All Stats New Zealand staff have been given the chance to apply for voluntary redundancy in an effort to meet the government's cost-cutting directives. The agency has been tasked with finding 7.5% savings. This is at the higher end of requested government departments. And the Public Service Association is concerned the redundancies will impact Stats NZ's ability to deliver on its core functions. Fleur Fitzsimons is the PSA Assistant Secretary and with us now, kia ora. Stats NZ says this blanket offer of redundancy for all staff was requested by the PSA. Why was that?
Well, absolutely. Although we don't agree with the government imposing these wide-ranging and deep spending cuts within the core public service, when it does happen, we think that employers should adopt the most humane approach to it, which is allowing people to leave on their own terms if the decision is right for their time in their lives.
So how would this process work? You say, yeah, I'll go.
So the system that Stats New Zealand has put in place is one that we support, which is that every employee within the agency can apply, and then Stats will take a case-by-case approach to looking at whether it is agreed in every instance. But what this does hide is the fact that Stats New Zealand is already needing more resources, not less. And the only reason they're doing this is that the government is putting tax cuts and relief for landlords ahead of what New Zealanders need when it comes to really important work on data collection and statistics.
Just quickly, have they established how many jobs are needed to be cut from these voluntary redundancies?
We don't know that number yet, and we will obviously be hoping that further job losses won't be necessary. But it does, at the end of the day, all of the cuts that are happening in Statistics New Zealand, but also all over the public service, there will be a serious impact on the services that New Zealanders can expect, but also really important information that businesses and others rely on. Statistics collects incredibly detailed information on our labour market, our environment, the statistics on the state of our air, the number of livestock in New Zealand, things that the agriculture industry, business and other government agencies really rely on. So it is going to undermine their ability to do that important work.
And what happens if no one puts their hand up?
Well, we will see, I think, a further change process, and Stats has indicated that that is likely. And obviously this is a real concern because, as I say, they're not operating with a lot of fat in the system already. And we need, if anything, greater investment in our public services so they can keep delivering the sort of information that New Zealanders rely on.
Tēnā koe, thank you very much. That is Fleur Fitzsimons, the PSA Assistant Secretary.